And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 19th of April, 2013. It's the birthday of John Agee, born Nyack, New York, 1959, along the Hudson River, cartoonist for The New Yorker, and writer, illustrator, many children's books. Right after college, he took some of his drawings to a publisher who insisted that Agee write a story to go along with the illustrations, and so Agee wrote exactly two sentences about a child who dreams that his grandpa becomes Santa. And that picture story became his first published book, If Snow Falls, got great reviews when it came out in 1982. Many of John Agee's books revolve around wordplay. They're books of palindromes, words or phrases which read forwards or backwards, including his book Go Hang a Salami, I'm a Lasagna Hog, and other palindromes, and So Many Dynamos, and other palindromes, 1994, and another one from 1999, Sit on a Potato Pan, Otis. He's also composed a book of 60 oxymorons entitled Who Ordered the Jumbo Shrimp, which includes illustrations of sharp curves and a stiff drink and the Great Depression. It's the birthday of the poet Etheridge Knight, born in Corinth, Mississippi, 1931. Arrested for robbery, sent to the Indiana State Prison in 1960, and it was there, he said, that he started writing poetry. It was on this day, 1927, actress Mae West was jailed for her performance in a Broadway play entitled Sex. She served 10 days in prison, and it made her reputation forever. It was on this day, 1944, in Amsterdam, Anne Frank wrote in her diary, "Is there anything more beautiful in the world than to sit before an open window and enjoy nature, to listen to the birds singing, feel the sun on your cheeks, and have a darling boy in your arms?" 3 months later, the family was discovered in the secret annex and arrested and sent off to concentration camps. And it was on this day in 1897 the Boston Marathon was run for the first time. It's the world's oldest annual marathon. Women were not allowed to run until 1972, but in 1967, Catherine Switzer registered anyway. She was assigned a number. She started the race. When an official saw her, he chased her. He tried to rip off her number. A fellow runner pushed him out of the way, and Catherine Switzer crossed the finish line. Last year, 42% of the 21,000 marathon runners were women. Here's a poem for today by Robert Louis Stevenson. "I will make you brooches and toys for your delight, of birdsong at morning and starshine at night. I will make a palace fit for you and me, of green days in forests and blue days at sea. I will make my kitchen, and you shall keep your room, where white flows the river and bright blows the broom. And you shall wash your linen and keep your body white in rainfall at morning and dewfall at night. And this shall be for music when no one else is near, the fine song for singing, the rare song to hear, that only I remember, that only you admire, of the broad road that stretches and the roadside fire." I Will Make You Brooches, poem by Robert Louis Stevenson. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, be well. Do good work and keep in touch.